And that's the position I took. Another thing, I worked with a ministry. I was a small church. And smaller churches, if you have any skill, they'll use every one of them. And Jesus got lost in the business of the ministry. Now, I was still drawing near to the Lord and learning, but I was teaching Sunday school, and I was very busy in this ministry for about 4 years, back in the early 2000s, before I came to Victory Christian Fellowship. And one day, I was at my mother's house before she moved, and me and my sister was talking about Revelation, and we just had a good time in the Lord. I said, this is how ministry is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a work where you forget what you forget about the what's important. And then I made a decision. I said, I'll never let ministry be in front of my relationship with God again. I'm going to keep God first, and ministry is going to be ministry. What I mean, I'm not being rude, but you can knock yourself out trying to do ministry work and forget, and your relationship with the Lord becomes second place. And I said, that's a trap. That's the trap people fall in. See, I like to know how things work and why. Then I can do something about it. I can't do something about everything. I can't make people choose something just because I see something. And I don't even know how to go about it most of the time unless the Lord showed me what to do. And he won't do that unless they're receptive. So, you know, I love people. I want to be a good friend. And a good friend will say something. So I don't always know how to do it, but these things are there. Now, I'm saying this for people who are going through the same things. People have fallen into a trap, a rut, and they really don't know how to get out of it. But the only way that'll get them, the only thing that can get them out is more light. Keep following God, and the Lord will cause you to do something. If they are humble, if they will humble themselves, then the Lord will give them enough light and show them how to get out of it. But I know this for a fact. They got to overcome all the rudiments of the world that have held them back. What people have been doing is receiving the word and growing. But they're just like Israel. They don't drive out the Canaanites. You have to. You can't just grow up. You have to receive God's word. It has to have roots in you. Then you'll see, as the Lord revealed to you, things that's holding you back. You have to do something about it. Anything that's not of God, lust, for instance, you have to drive it out of your life, all the way out of your life, to the point that you hate it. Because I like Steve Quayle's definition. The Lord told him that lust is the appetite of demons on people, on humans. That appetite never came from God. It's anti-Christ. It's anti-man. It's not, you know, you can't live with lust. That's why he made the tree in the midst of the garden, told man not to touch it. You have to be able to say no to things. And it's all right. But looking at something, desiring something to make you whole that's not God is idolatry. And the way the Lord taught me to kill lust is love. Love the person. See them as a person. Love the person. And it's impossible to lust after somebody you care about. And then if it's greed, if that's a problem, learn to give. Be a blessing to people. Go about doing good. You'll stop being greedy. You'll see the rewards and blessings of being a blessing. And if a person's excessively greedy, they turn into a hoarder. And a hoarder's house is very unfunctional. It's full of junk. Life is intended to go perfect. And the things of darkness lead you away from the perfection of God. And it'll be impossible to come back because you won't. It takes the strength of God's word in you to come back, to bounce back, to come out of darkness. And it's not easy for anybody that falls into those traps. If they never saw better, they're not going to do better. But when you start doing what God told you to do, and when people see more light, they'll come out of the traps. But guess what? Because of hardness of heart, God is hiding what he's doing from people that won't follow him. Just like he did Israel. He blinded them. This is nothing new. And I knew this a long time ago. He's going to always do that. Because he, to the froward, he'll show himself froward. To the humble, he'll show himself, you know, to those that submit themselves, God will show himself kind to them. But a proud man can't, you know, God's going to hide his face from him. Especially when they know better. So, and then don't expect the Holy Spirit to build on top of a demonic foundation. It won't happen. And all the pastors I mentioned earlier, they one day in the presence of God, they're going to have to give an account for how they treated the ministers that they had and what they did. And I know that too. And it's not, you know, when you go to heaven, you'll see things as it really is. If you go in God's presence, you're going to start learning things as it really is, not how people portray it. It's how it really is. God is, he deals with what really is. And some of the things that I had to write were not the kind of stuff that people would want to hear, but medicine that'll save your life don't always taste good. But it'll save your life. But it tastes terrible. So is the word of God. But when you receive it, you heal. You receive the word, you heal. You don't. It's like Greg Hoser said one time, if you're wrong and you know you're wrong, repent. Then you don't have to be wrong anymore. So the limitations fall off your life when you receive what God is saying. And when you take him at his word, then the Lord can work. He's always done this. Before he did that mighty salvation through Gideon, Gideon had to take his father's idols and turn them over. Before God did a mighty work through Jephthah, Jephthah told, he made the people promise, if I deliver you, will you follow me? Will you follow what I'm doing? And they agreed. They had to get rid of that Cain jealousy. And God's people are no different. They were men of God too. And they did mighty works. But first of all, you have to follow him. You have to be one with the will of God. And you have to do it on purpose, with dedication and in love. I don't know another formula. There is no magic formula. You have to follow God. And he'll build you up spiritually, emotionally, mentally. He'll give you, and it's going to take his mighty power to do this. And if you don't receive what he's saying, it's not going to happen. He's not going to put a revival on top of junk. And people never think to go before the Lord. Okay, I got these ministers here. What can I do with them? They don't even ask the Lord. Lord, what is your plan for them? How can I help? You can't make a person do something, but you can at least ask the Lord, how can they help this ministry? How can I help them? How can they be prepared? And nobody cares. They don't. I mean, it's just not a thing. You just let them sit there on the front row or wherever they want to sit. You know, I grew up watching this go on. I said, if I was a pastor and they would come, I would try to get them on board with something. It's too much to do for somebody to sit on the front row or sit on the pulpit and just be a conductor once a week. And this used to frustrate me. I'm not frustrated now. I'm just exposing the problems that hold people back. And then their wives are there. Their wives are, you know, they're seeing their husbands being basically slighted. What, I mean, the whole thing. And then they want to be dedicated. And I've seen it all. You know, I've been to church all my life. I know what happened. And some people don't want to do it. I get that. Some people, they just want to hide in church. And they don't really want to go out and do anything else. That's, I mean, that's better than nothing. But if I, you know, I would try to get people on board with God's will. But if they don't want to go, I wouldn't push them. Because if you got to tell somebody to keep, if you got to use props and crutches, then if they don't ever get on board, God can't do nothing with them. You gotta want this. Everybody gotta want it. It's not just the pastors. Since God got me picking on them, I'm gonna pick on everybody got to want this. If you want it, God got you, and he'll go forward with you. If you don't want it, then he'll find somebody that does. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.